I hope your day is full of coyotes and canyons and rain, but not mudslides. Guys, what's up? It's Shank. Here we are on this fine, fine Wednesday, reporting live from the Comedy Store Studios with a fresh episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian Jordan Jensen. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with comedian Jordan Jensen, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. One, there's a new YouTube page. Subscribe to it. It's in the link tree of my Instagram at Princess Shank. There's a new YouTube page for both Shank and This Bitch. Both of them got taken down. We're trying to get them back. We'll see if it happens. If not, you can find us on our backup channels. As always, you can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Jordan Jensen, there's just something I want to tell you about, and that's socks. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing socks? If you're not wearing socks, ask yourself why, you dirty doggy. Put some socks on your feet. They protect our most valuable assets, our toes. Whether you're into alligator slippers or cupcake socks, there's a pair of socks for you, and it's a great way to support the podcast. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3 O's H-Y-E-A-H. .com, discount code SARA10, S-A-R-A-10 for 10% off unique sock designs. Make sure to subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineChank for bonus content. And one last thing, This Bitch and Friend Show, main room of the Comedy Store. We're doing two shows, one March 14th. The lineup is fire. It's me, Kimmy, Josh Potter, Ryan Sickler, Ali Makovsky, Ian Edwards, and Greg Fitzsimmons. Buy tickets now, it will sell out. And then April 18th, we're coming back to the main room of the Comedy Store. It's also a fire lineup. It's me, Kimmy, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, Whitney Cummings, and we're adding more talent still. So get tickets to that. I'm coming to Houston the first weekend of April. I believe it's the 4th through the 7th or the 5th through the 7th. I'm doing a comedy festival in Houston. It's called Riot Comedy Fest. Both Kimmy and I will be there. Get tickets to that if you're in the Houston area. And I would imagine that I will also be coming to Austin sometime around that time, early April, late March. So get tickets to all of that, support the pod, leave a review, share the link with people. A lot of people are wondering where the channels went. So if you guys could just share the links with your friends, that'd be awesome. And let's do it. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Jordan Jensen. Guys, here it is. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchang, and today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Jordan Jensen.
Hello.
Hi. Excited to have you back on.
I'm excited to be... Whoa. I'm going to have these off.
Is too much for you?
It's over.
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Should I take mine off?
I always have them off. I feel more normal. When I can hear it on, it feels like I'm on a podcast as opposed to...
I like trying to be like, oh, I have a job. Like when I put these on, I'm like, I'm a business lady.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking around. A lawyer has a briefcase. I have my headphones.
It feels good when you have one of the Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The little mics that come out.
Dude, Britney Spears, so dude, sad.
What the fuck? The most recent one?
The Valentine's Day one of her spanking herself with a pitchfork? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think Ian posted one of her like smoking a cigarette and dancing.
Can we pull up the Valentine's Day one of her spanking her own ass with a pitchfork? Really did something to me. I was like, oh, I could see myself getting this weird if I'm alone for much longer.
I don't know what's
even
going
though I
on.
Do have a boyfriend, I forgot for a second.
Oh, yes. Last time we talked about this boyfriend.
He wasn't my boyfriend yet, was he?
No, he was a...
He was a guy that I was going on dates with.
Is this the same guy? The long, many years guy?
No.
Nice!
This is a different guy.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is a different guy. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought you had made it work with...
The other one?
Boy, no. And I was like, that's...
No. Wait.
What the fuck? Sorry.
This is scary as hell, first of all. The audio on this alone... Okay. Is this the one?
Yeah. It's really fucked
bad.
Up.
It's like really bad. It's really bad. But see if you can find her spanking her own ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, how does it get to that? How does it get to that point?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's so funny, but it's so sad.
The captions that she writes, too, the long form captions.
Well, not a long form caption from a mentally ill pop star. nothing worse.
It's so crazy.
Oh, the one with her in the dress as a devil with a pitchfork. This is the most insane shit to me. Look.
She has children. She has children.
Yeah.
She's sunburned.
It may have even been the next one.
Where she starts spanking herself with a pitchfork.
We did this.
I don't want to take responsibility for this.
We
bitch.
Did this as little kids. All we wanted was to see Britney Spears lose her fucking mind.
And she did.
She shaved her head one time. We bought all those magazines. We bought all the Tiger Beats. Oh,
this one. This is the one.
Yeah, this one. When she's sucking on the pitchfork.
Does she think this is
hot? The spanking? Spanking yourself with a pitchfork?
It's not even sexy. It's not even the theme of Valentine's Day. That's Halloween.
She was a little Cupid is what I think that was.
She was trying to be, but that was the devil.
Yeah, that was the devil. That wasn't Cupid. You're right.
Look it by your feet.
So cute. You got a puppy since I last saw you?
I got a puppy, yeah.
Did it soften your heart?
It sucks. Yeah. Why? Because now my heart is soft and now I don't want to die. Yeah, it's awful. And I don't want to hang out with anybody.
You just want to hang out with your dog.
I just want to hang out with my dog and it's making me weak. Yeah.
It's making me weak?
It is. It's making me weak in the heart. We used to hit turbulence and I'd be like, I hope this plane goes down and I die. And now I hit turbulence and I'm like, if this pilot kills my dog, I'll come back to life and I'll kill him.
No.
I'll kill his dog.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to die now because somebody has to take care of her. No, it's whack. And I also, I hate everything people say now. The other day she got into a fight with her own foot.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is better than any philosophical conversation I'll ever have about attachment styles or some bullshit, you know?
Dude, okay. It's interesting because my boyfriend now, he didn't really date because he was married before. So I was talking to him about attachment styles. And I'm like, when you're single, all you do is talk about attachment styles. Do you feel like attachment styles come up from the time that I was 25 till now, 36? Yeah. I'm so sick of talking about attachment styles.
Yes, me too.
What are you?
The only person who knows what attachment styles are insecure attached or anxious. Attack, which I am anxious at.
Yeah, because you're like, what's wrong with me? And then you look it up and you're like, oh, I'm anxious. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the secure attachers aren't looking that shit up. And where are these people that are secure attachers?
I know a couple of them.
And are they nuts?
No, they're in committed relationships.
They've been happy for
8 weeks. Eight years.
They're so happy. Yeah.
Yes, and they're very level-headed people and they enjoy life on a level that we will never fully understand. And they're not in comedy at all.
Oh, that's what it is. That's why I don't know any of them.
They're not in entertainment. They're not musicians. They work a great... They're nurses.
Doctors, lawyers, accountants,
and sometimes more menial than that. Sometimes they're just a nice contractor. They're just a sweet carpenter who whittles, you know?
A nice DMV employee who's in a nice secure relationship.
Attached. Yeah. Who do I know... Two of my moms are secure. One is anxious attached and the other is secure, and it made the anxiously attached more secure to be with a secure person. But my mom's avoidant, and my mom used to be with the secure attached, making the secure attached person insecure. So whoever you're with helps you off
level
your ledge.
Out.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And if you're secure, you can be pulled in either direction.
But if you're avoidant and then you're with an anxious, which when I was very anxious, which I still think I am, I would love an avoidant. And then I would be sad all the time.
That's the only people I date are.
I go, oh yeah, I'm getting him. Things are gonna turn around.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Me working my magic.
I thought this guy you're dating now was you had conquered an avoidant.
You can't conquer an avoidant, Jordan.
I was holding on to hope for my life because you had done it, but I'm glad to know that you haven't.
No,
now I can give up all faith.
Yeah, give up all faith.
So where did you meet this new guy? Because he's also older. Raya.
No, he's not. He's 35.
Does he look 45? Is he gray?
He has some
gray. Hot gray?
He's hot gray.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
35 and hot gray. I guess we're just getting to an age where gray is real.
Gray is real. But he's not gray. He's got a little gray.
He's got Earl Gray?
He's got Earl Gray. Earl Gray.
Good.
Yeah.
Earl Gray's hot. That's good.
Earl Gray.
Raya's a fucking nightmare for me. You see men's headshots and I'm like,
oh my God.
I hate you.
I was on Raya on and off for... I get into a relationship, then I get off Raya, then I go back on Raya, then I get off Raya. And it was horrible. And I was literally about to cancel it. And then I had a message from this guy, and I didn't see it because I stopped checking the app because it was dark.
Yeah.
And then I saw that he had messaged me a month before, and I never saw it because I stopped checking the app. And I opened it. I was like, this guy's fucking hot. This is never going to go anywhere. And then I went on one date with him, and now we've been dating ever since.
Wow. One date and dating ever since.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
No bullshit?
No bullshit.
No, are we together? Are we not? No. I'm not ready for exclusivity, yada, yada.
Well, I became his girlfriend officially like a month ago. So it was like 3 months of dating. And then I became his girlfriend.
But it was all regular, normal.
It was all regular, normal.
Whoa.
So far.
I can't even dream of that. That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
None of the nonsense?
None of the nonsense.
My friend just dumped somebody with a fucking GIF.
No.
I mean, that's how it is. Or one of my other friends.
GIF? A GIF?
GIF. Is it GIF?
I don't know. I call it a GIF. What do you call it?
I call it a GIF, but yeah.
But we know what you meant.
Can it go either way?
I think so.
What was the GIF? That's worse than the Post-it.
There was another thing that was happening. Somebody was dating somebody. It's just crazy. I'll hear about people who are in loving relationships, and then all of a sudden one of them just freaks out and bails. I think we're at the freak out and bail age, though.
It's either like...
It's pronounced GIF, apparently.
Let's go.
Whoa. Whoa. CNN. We're on CNN.com to find out how to pronounce GIF.
Do you know why meme is called a meme?
No.
Because a meme is like a zeitgeist shift in the planet, like a planetary zeitgeist shift. Like there was a meme shift when Christ was born kind of thing. So a meme is... It's like a memification. It's like a meme is... From that word, I think.
Google zeitgeist.
I think that's what it's from, a meme.
A zeitgeist is just something in the culture, right?
Yes. The zeitgeist versus a zeitgeist.
The zeitgeist.
Dude, Jordan Jensen's but coming on meme. Here to teach
look
us.
Look up the word meme.
Dude, this dog is so fucking cute. Where did I put my coffee?
Where is she?
I'm crazy. I can't...
You have coffee? Oh, she's sleepy.
McKenna, do you know if my coffee's in the other room?
Oh,
I'll find it. Coyote. The meme. A 1970s meme coined by the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene, from the Greek mima, which is blah, blah, blah. Wow. Dude. Smart, Jordan.
Pretty smart.
You're very smart. Is it from your mom's?
It's from one of my mom's, and I went to school for philosophy, too.
You went to college for philosophy?
Yeah.
Was that fun? Just sit around and ponder existence?
I had sex a lot.
In college?
Yeah, like on top of Nietzsche books.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, totally.
You fucked on top of Nietzsche books?
I fucked on so many philosophy books, yeah.
You're like, hey, touch my pussy on top of Plato.
One time I pushed out a bunch of jizz onto some guy's art book. I remember I was mad at him and I pushed out his cum onto his big, thick art history book.
So he had just come and you were mad at him?
Yeah.
How are you mad at him just as he's coming?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Probably said something mean, as all men.
While he's coming?
Do. Yeah, this
he's
is
like,
a mistake.
I don't even fucking like you.
I wish you were somebody else.
And then you just took the cum and put it on him.
Yeah.
On his art book.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it takes a few minutes for it to work itself back out. It's not like just a trap door. Oh. It's got to eke out, if you will.
I would say that cum does eke out. That is the verb.
Yeah.
For what's happening.
Yes. Yeah. Eke. Seep. Definitely, no matter what it is, it has a double E, 100%.
Seep and eek.
Seep, eek.
Creep.
Ooh.
The cum is creeping out.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross.
I haven't had a load up in there in some time. It's pretty nice. That's a pH changer immediately for me.
I don't.
Instantaneously.
I haven't had a load up me either.
That's good.
Pulling out and pray, sweetie. Yeah. We talked about this last time.
You always have to pull. It's crazy not to pull out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to wear condoms. People who wear condoms, I'm like, you're... A sex addict. You have to be. If you're having so much sex that you have to wrap your dick up every time, which makes it so not worth it,
or
you
I feel
change
like,
your priorities.
I feel like some men are like, I don't trust this bitch. I feel like some men are like, I'm not trying to have a baby. And some women are trying to have babies.
I had a friend who checked, she threw away the condom, and he was convinced that she was holding onto the sperm.
Yeah, to try to get pregnant?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he thought that she had spit in the condom. He met up with me and was like, do you think she spit in it? I looked at it, but it looked like foamy. Is it weird that it's foamy? And I was like, I don't think she's hoarding your cum, big guy. I think that you're all right. I don't think you're worth that much.
Yeah, crazy. But they do think that they are worth it much. Mm. Some of these men. It's like, I'm not giving her my nut just willy-nilly. I need to make sure that I know who she is.
Yeah.
You know? Especially in L.A., though, because there's lots of fuckboys in L.A. Are there fuckboys in New York, like, the same level amount as, like, L.A.?
I don't know what L.A. is like, but I know...
You've never been on an app and gone on a date in L.A.?
No, I don't go on the apps.
That's good.
I stay single.
That's good.
And, yeah, I'm abstinent and single and...
Becoming... You're abstinent?
Yeah, I'm not having sex.
You're not? Yeah. For how long?
I don't know. For a minute. For, like... Probably about 3 months. It's been a while. But yeah, I hate sex. I don't hate sex, but I hate what it does to my life.
You hate what it does to your mental health?
Yeah, because I can't have sex with somebody and then just...
Be casual?
Yeah, and be casual. I can't do it. Yeah. It's not in me.
If we fuck, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm moving all my stuff to your house tomorrow.
Yeah, totally.
No, yeah. I need to feel safe.
Yeah, totally. And that's fine if I fuck somebody and I like them and I stayed with them. But what happens is I fuck somebody, I hate them.
Before you fuck them or right after?
I know that I hate them because I hate everybody.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
After I have sex with them, I start justifying it. I'm like, oh, maybe they're not so bad. Actually, I kind of like them. Actually, we're kind of perfect for each other. Actually, I'm leaving my stuff here.
He smells good.
Yeah. So I can't let that happen. I can't let the pheromones sink their biological chemistry into my woman brain. I will not have it. Because then it's 2 years of hell. I hate it.
It's minimum 2 years of hell.
It's insane. So if I really like somebody, then I won't fuck them for 3 months or whatever the fuck. And then we'll see how it goes. But I'm not doing this thing where I fuck somebody before I like them. It's crazy.
You even know them?
That's always how it goes. I mean, or
in my 20s, I'd fuck people before I even knew them.
Yeah, same.
That's par for the course, I feel like.
But now it's like I fuck my friends and I'm like, it's fine, we're buddies. And then I'm like, I want to marry you. And they're like, I'm your cousin.
Yeah. No.
I never fucked my cousin. I did fuck my stepbrother, which was
great. You did?
Yeah.
It was good?
Great. I love him. I think we're slightly soulmates.
Is this your mom's?
Wife's son.
Does your mom know?
Yeah, they know.
What'd they say?
One of them, it took a long time for us to tell his mom because she
How did you break the news? You're like,
my mom
and
me are best friends. I was like, dude, I'm going to bang Tyler. And she was like, no. And I was like, no, I really am. And then we were home for Christmas and my stepmom was like, oh, you guys have to share a room. And we were like, all right. And
it's
my mom
like
was
they
like,
wanted
no!
you to.
No!
Your mom.
One of my stepbrothers is like super paternal, super like, he's very brotherly to me. He's very like, you know.
Not that one, right?
No, not okay. That one.
Okay, that's good.
And the other one is just like just so insanely my type. It's crazy.
Do you guys talk?
Yeah, I just saw him. I was just with him all day yesterday. Both of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the nicest thing ever because they're protective like a brother, but they're hot like a not brother.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. One of my friends hooked up with her mom, got a new boyfriend, and it was like fresh when they just started dating. And she hooked up with her mom's boyfriend's son. And then she didn't think that her mom was going to marry this guy and it was going to be a whole thing. Then they got married and now every Thanksgiving, the son calls her and is like, hey, you want to come play disc golf?
I love disc golf.
You do?
I love disc golf.
You do?
Of course I do. I'm wearing a camo shirt. Of course.
Well, I don't even know what disc golf is.
Dude, it rips.
It's like golf.
It's so fun.
Golf with discs?
You play disc.
What is it, like frisbee disc?
Small discs. And you whip them into a basket that looks like that. And when it hits the chains, it makes a tish noise. It's called tish. And
how do you know that?
Because I've played a lot.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I love disc golf. Yeah, when I lived in Nashville, I played like every day with my buddy.
Hook up with this disc golf guy.
I love disc golf. It's like what people do if they're like, it's like dip cup, dog, Grateful
what?
Dead keychain. This is all disc golf people.
Okay. Grateful Dead keychain. But what'd you say before that? Dip? Like tobacco?
Yeah. You know the crossover between hippie and dip? Dippy?
No, now I do. Now I do.
You know what I mean?
Was this in the zeitgeist?
Yeah, this is Sublime. Sublime is a perfect example of the crossover of Dippy.
Do you think Sublime guys play disc golf?
They would, yeah. I think now that they're older, they do. Google a list of
celebrities that play disc golf.
Oh, good.
We got to know.
This is great. When did they open this?
This?
Yeah.
It's been open for a while, but they just redid this so we could do podcasts down here recently, like a few months ago.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's what I was asking. I know the store is open.
Oh, I mean, but they had this under part for a while.
As
so
what?
Probably it was like an extra room for filming content and stuff, but they got it really dialed in like over the last 6 months. And then we switched, moved over here. Do I know any of the people's names? Andy Dick loves disc golf. Matthew Perry, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Disc golfing in heaven.
Why'd you stop it? Oh, Matthew Perry.
What? Who have broke,
I know,
broke
I thought it was,
the news?
I thought it was Matthew McConaughey for some reason.
No. Jason Alexander, oh. George Costanza. Okay, so you don't have to be over
see
the
that
top
guy?
Athletic.
That guy's dippy.
Yeah.
Dippy.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
They're a little dirty. They're a little grungy. They have usually a dog. They usually have, they carry around a big case of beer and their discs. It's awesome. Every throw you take, you use a different style disc. You're like, this one needs to go this way and then that way. And you know your discs and you have them all.
I can't.
Know what it's like? A
utility
belt.
I can't believe
belt.
How excited you are right now about disc
golf. It's like a Batman utility belt, but with discs.
Oh, sick. It's I don't really know fun. Anything about Batman's utility belt.
And then sometimes a beautiful thing will happen. This only happened once to me where you whip it. You can't see the net and then you hear it and you know you had a hole in one. That's amazing.
That's, I like you reliving the noise.
Am I a man? You know what I mean?
Your enthusiasm for disc golf is blowing my mind.
I know. I like sports where you're playing against yourself. Like I like bowling.
Tetherball?
Golf. I don't know tetherball.
You don't know tetherball? It's like the ball's on the string and you have to get it around the pole.
Oh, Hey Arnold style?
No. Yeah. Hey Arnold style.
And you ever played?
Hey Arnold style.
But
oh
I bet
God, you would
it.
Like it.
I get very addicted to things like that. I got very addicted to bowling and cocaine at the same time a couple
so
of years
you
ago.
So you get all coked out and then bowl?
So, yeah, it was the best thing.
Did you be at the alley all night?
All night.
No.
Yeah.
After shows?
I dated a bowling alley guy.
You did?
So I could see, yeah, after shows I would go and we'd just do coke all night and bowl.
No.
Just lines.
So strike.
It was lines so and fun. Lanes.
Lines yeah. and lanes.
And then we'd have sex in the bathroom. It was awesome.
Dude, that's wild.
I'm sober now.
Yeah.
Off dick and off coke.
No dick, no coke.
No dick, no coke.
I mean, doing coke in a bowling alley, I feel like I would have a nervous breakdown. Coke gives me such bad anxiety. I'm like, are the police after me? I haven't done coke since my 20s.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm so scared of fentanyl.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm like, no thanks, not worth it.
It's a good way to go, though. I bet it feels good. Did Matthew Perry die from fentanyl?
I think he died. He was on ketamine in the autopsy. Ketamine and something else. Dude.
Yeah, acute effects of ketamine.
Everybody loves
ketamine.
Ketamine.
I don't love ketamine.
Did
ketamine's,
you try it? What does it feel
I've
like?
I tried it. It's horrible.
Is it horrible? The K-hole?
I hate it.
I was just talking to this kid who loves it.
Yeah, no.
He said that it feels like it's a mixture of coke and weed, which sounds like a nightmare.
I hate it. I also have a friend who got heavily addicted to it and just got out of rehab for it.
Whoa.
And because it's being marketed as being like
antidepressant
answer to like your prayers, like,
yeah,
here, just disassociate and you can use this. Like, I don't know. What I've seen, I've had a friend who was heavily, heavily addicted to it and ruined her life really bad, ketamine. So I'm so scared of it.
How did it ruin her life? Like sucking dick for it and stuff?
No, just like heavily addicted to it. And when you're on ketamine, you can't really work because you're like...
Is it like heroin looking when people
yes.
are on it? Like where the
yes, it's like a heroin
like
look.
A Xanax.
It's like a Xanax look.
Ooh,
it's like a slurry.
You know what I love?
What?
Klonopin.
Klonopin.
Klonopin? Dude, I was having a panic attack the other day. Where was I? Where was the panic attack?
Playing disc golf.
It was a rough one. Crazy panic attack. And I took it and it was like within seconds I was like, what is my problem? Everything's fine.
No,
it's so I totally get why people get addicted to it. It's crazy. It just immediately you're like, everything's fine. It's crazy. It's like the effect of like weed or mushrooms, but you're completely sedated and you can still perform because I had a show.
You performed on it? I feel like I wouldn't be able to. I get slurry.
I've been having panic attacks. Crazy.
Really?
I go years without it, and then I go a chunk on it.
Does it help having your doggy, though? feel like
dogs, that helps.
A dog.
Definitely.
What does the onset of it feel like?
Like a heart attack, kind of?
So first it starts feeling like everybody starts talking like this, where they're talking a little bit fast and the noises around you kind of speed up. And that's really freaky because everybody sounds like this. And then you start feeling like sweaty, and then you start yawning because you're trying to get more oxygen. So you keep yawning, and then your heart starts racing, and then everything gets a little white and you're like, fuck, don't pass out. Don't pass out. And the best thing that can happen is you faint. Like, you pray to faint during a panic attack. I actually don't think there's anything worse. Like, I have a friend I grew up with. I was always depressed. I was always super fat, super depressed. And she was also always super, super anxious, super, super panicky, super skinny, super panicky. And our entire friendship, we're still best friends. I was always like, I want what you have so bad because you get to be skinny. And now that I have anxiety, I'm like, oh, this is so much worse than depression. Depression, you're like, I would be the person to kill me, but I don't have the gumption. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the best way to describe depression.
Yeah. You're like, I would do it if I had, but panic, you're like, I might have to kill me.
Because I'm driving myself fucking crazy. Yeah. And I can't. Well, for me, I get both at the same time.
How?
Which is a party. I get depressed and anxious. The two can coexist at the same time.
Depressed and anxious.
Yeah, at the same time.
Wow. When I'm depressed.
But I'm also medicated.
I'm medicated too.
What are you on?
Prozac.
Same.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Prozac.
I do too.
I think it's the best. I've tried them all.
I've only tried Prozac.
What are you on?
40.
Nice. I just dropped to 30. Had to do it myself though.
Oh, how was that?
Do you know what I mean? Like
the tapering?
Well, I tapered myself down to 20.
Big nightmare.
dude, here's what happened. I taper down to 20. I'm in San Diego, which I fucking hate that city. Very recently. I see this like pit bull with this big dad dick, like staring at Coyote, like a dad dick. And then a big red rocket comes out of it. And he's disgusting. And everything around me is disgusting. Like when your serotonin plummets, all that you see is gross things everywhere.
Yes, this is real.
And I just felt claustrophobic. Like I felt like I couldn't escape any of the grime. And then I was like, oh yeah, because I dropped to 20. So now I'm at 30. And 30's where it's at. 30's great.
30's where
40,
it's
at. 40, I was a little zoink.
40, I love it.
Yeah, 40.
I don't know, the last time I cried real tears. No. But when totally. I do cry past my Prozac, I am like, damn, I still got it.
Yeah.
A bitch is sad.
Can you come?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But you have toys and shit.
Yeah. But I can come in without it. But I've been on it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then also right before my period, because like, I get crazy right before my period.
Me too, yeah.
And then I take a little more. You can do that.
Yes, I do.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah, I have PMDD real bad.
Me too.
Yeah.
Prozac girlies, PMDD crew.
Yeah, I did
coming through.
So much research on PMDD was like ruining.
It ruined my life.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It would ruin my relationships too.
100%.
I would get so crazy.
So crazy. And you feel like everybody hates you. I would get off stage after crushing and be like, that sucked. I suck so bad.
That was the worst that I've ever had. And then someone comes up to you and they're like, that was great. And you're like,
you're a liar. You were sent here to lie to me.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Nothing like.
You look unfamiliar to yourself. That's the weird thing. Like,
oh, you're like, have I always been this fat?
Yeah.
You're like, my tits are huge.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, am I pregnant? My tits look big.
You know what? Having PMDD is like looking at yourself in one of those objects in mirror. You know what I mean? Like we
like
use
a fun
everything
house mirror.
Like a funhouse mirror. Yeah, it's like a fisheye lens. It's really fucked up.
It's really fucked up.
It's crazy. But the Prozac does help, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, David Foster Wallace wrote it, and I'm sorry to bring him up and bring up things like Zeitgeist.
No, it's okay.
And I'm becoming a trope of a human. But
I'm getting smarter and smarter just
in
this hour.
This essay called a supposedly fun thing I'll never do again, where he went on a cruise ship and he writes about like all the grime and the grit and how disgusting it all is. And I read it and I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what depression feels like. I love this guy. And then I found out he hung himself in his garage with a belt. And I was like, well, fuck.
Well, I do want to read the cruise ship book, though.
It's so good.
What,
but you resonate with it.
Called?
So a supposedly fun thing I'll never do again, I think.
Supposedly fun. That's dark.
It's so good. And then you realize he killed himself. And you're like, fuck. I thought we were going to resonate with each other.
Some Sylvia Plath shit.
Yeah.
Did she kill herself too?
Uh-huh. She went a good way. Head in the oven. Yeah. Turning the gas on.
Her husband's next wife also killed herself with her head in the oven.
What?
Crazy. Okay, what?
What? Yeah. What? Well, I'm starting to think it was him.
Right?
I'm starting to think it was Sylvia Plath's husband that was the problem.
I'm starting to think that as well.
If both her and then the next wife killed themselves head in the oven, it's very like a German way to kill someone. Very Hitler.
I'm very victim blamey, so I immediately was like, the second wife wanted to be as cool as Plath.
Yeah, she's like, I'll take my own life. She's like, well, she went out like that, so can I.
Why is my dog so sleepy?
Your dog is so sleepy. Yeah. You gonna scoop up your dog?
No, she's sleeping.
Oh, dude. Oh, I'm reading this. It seems like fucking, this guy's a monster. Sylvia Plath's ex, Ted Hughes, disgusting pig. Oink, oink.
Yeah, he may have not put their heads in the oven, but he must have not been pleasant to be around.
Wait, Ted Hughes committed suicide 6 years later. Hughes, wait.
When his mistress.
Distraught the breakup of marriage.
The mistress. He was fucking someone else, the mistress, and then they both killed themselves the same way.
Oh, Elizabeth Sigmund was friends with Sylvia.
Ugh. This is too much research.
No, this is easy. This is easy. She felt guilty that Sylvia had killed herself, and she killed herself.
Okay, smart.
Crazy.
That's dark. Wow. Casual.
Wow, she's hot.
Sylvia Plath?
No, the mistress.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful lady.
I know.
Look at her.
No, you're so hot. Don't kill yourself.
What does Sylvia Plath look like?
Sylvia Plath, you'll be like, oh, now I see why. After seeing the mistress.
Really? She's haggard.
I don't know.
She's cute. She's
fine. She's a dark, dark lady, though.
She's got a charm, but that other woman was a true siren.
True siren.
She's cute. She's just different.
It's a different cute. It's not us German bashing Sylvia. They both are dead. It's fine. No one's going to know.
Yeah.
Well, did you read the bell jar?
Yeah. I read it in one night because I had to.
You did? At school?
Yeah.
I think I did.
And it made me feel really weird because I had to pull an all-nighter on Adderall reading the bell jar. And I was like. No. I was shutting down. It was really weird.
Isn't it weird how in school it's like. You just memorize things for the test and then you never think about them again. That's at least how it is for me.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
I took so much Adderall in college.
So much.
So much.
I would stay up all night. I would memorize stuff. I'd get so into it. I'd be like, I have all of this. And then the test would come and it would be the perfect hour where my brain would start shutting down and I would forget everything. It was crazy. Like if they had tested me at 4 a.m., I would have been great. But because I had to wait till 9 and I was all yipped up, I was deleted. My brain was deleted.
Everyone in college is just on meth.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Everyone now is on meth.
Adderall?
Everyone's on Adderall, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be on it. I'm off.
I'm off, too.
It made me crazy.
It made me crazy, too. It's not good for PMDD.
It's not good.
It's helpful because we always think that we're gaining weight, so we want to take Adderall to stay off of it.
And then you get on, and then everyone's like, you look amazing. And then you're like, that's because I'm on speed.
Yeah.
But then you can't just take speed indefinitely for the rest of your life.
You can't, and it starts to wear into you. Start walking around like this forever, and then you realize your neck is all tight, and then the way that you're talking to people is really weird, and you only want to talk to people if it's getting somewhere.
Because you're coming down from
you're very mean.
Speed.
You always walk one step ahead of the person next to you. Why? Just slow down.
It's the Adderall.
It's crazy. It's so nuts.
Your skin's all dry and weathered.
Yeah.
Because it makes you dehydrated.
It's like not even dry. It's like. What craggy. It's like yeah, you know what I mean? It's like creased.
Yeah. You get crinkly. Deep, dry creases. Mm-hmm. And your lips get chapped and your mouth gets dry.
Does Ozempic do that? I bet Ozempic has to do that.
I don't know what Ozempic. Ozempic, I have a friend who's had a family member that was on Ozempic and her stomach stopped working the way it was supposed to. It got paralyzed. She had to be in the hospital on a feeding tube. It came back.
Oh, good.
But that's like getting more and more common now. People's stomachs just stop working because it slows down your digestion. So
it makes you less hungry?
It makes you less hungry, but
I never have that problem. I'm never too hungry. I just am pushing past the no hunger.
Yeah, I'm always like, I could eat.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm eating
Isn't
when I'm
not hungry.
Isn't
that just being a human?
Whenever somebody says that, whenever like, I don't feel hungry, I'm like, that means nothing to me. Yeah, I haven't felt hungry in years. I eat because I'm anxious that I'll die if I, like, I'm like, the next few hours are going to be tough, so I will carbo load just in case something happens.
Just in case something happens.
Yeah.
When I'm flying, I eat the worst.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, I'm about to get on a plane. I can have some deep dish. I just came from Chicago. I had my first deep dish. Disgusting.
You're not supposed to eat that in Chicago. They don't really eat that.
Well, they tricked me. The locals of Chicago were like, you gotta have a deep dish when you're in the city. So I had one slice.
They did trick you.
I had one slice.
They're notoriously don't eat that.
It's disgusting. Have you had one?
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Like a brick of pizza. Just like, I had one piece. It just stayed at the bottom of my stomach. It was foul. And then I had to perform right after.
You know what I just did? I quit eating meat. And I feel a lot better.
Vegan. You vegan or vegetarian?
I'm going as much. No, I just ate cheese today. I'm going.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, but I'm trying to sway vegan.
You are?
Yeah.
Is it because the animals?
It's a little bit because of the animals.
Oh, yeah, the animal thing is.
Somebody said something to me. It was my stepbrother. He goes.
The stepbrother?
The stepbrother.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, nobody has to die for me to eat. And I don't know why, but I was like, that's a very good point. I don't want somebody to die. I don't need a creature to die. I also have done a lot of mushrooms, which makes it feel, when you think
Same.
About eating meat on
I
mushrooms,
can't.
It's crazy.
It makes me so sad.
It's nuts.
I know, but I like meat. I can't. I have to become.
I love meat, but also peanut butter. What are we doing? That's the best shit in the world.
Peanut butter?
You don't need anything if you have peanut butter.
Peanut butter with chocolate?
Peanut butter, banana? With anything.
Peanut butter and banana.
Peanut butter and apple. Peanut butter and banana. Peanut butter with honey. I just ate half of Tim Dillon's peanut butter.
You did? Took a spoon to Timmy D's peanut butter? Do you feel like you shouldn't have admitted that?
Yeah.
See?
I ate a lot of it and I filled up Coyote's Kong with it and I put it in the freezer, which I just remembered, and she's going to have a nice little treat tonight.
I could see the guilt after you admitted that you ate his peanut butter. Peanut butter is the best. That's true.
Yeah, I've been intermittent fasting and not eating meat. And I feel a lot better.
Fasting does make a big difference.
It does. It just means that you can binge eat, which I love.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, I didn't eat for 12 hours, so I guess I can have this quesadilla.
Yeah, you can. You can.
It's like, I just can't eat again for another 12 hours.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. It's good.
It does work, especially if you sleep in.
If you sleep in,
you're already ahead.
Can I just say my dog sleeps in, and I was not ready for that.
You have a very sleepy doggy right now.
She's
snoring.
Is she snoring?
She was. She's on. Meanwhile, Jordan's on the floor. She's in a little jacket.
She's the best dog. There's nothing better than her.
She's the best creature.
I know. She's so cute.
She does tear shit up, though.
And she's perfect size, so you can fly with her. Have you been bringing her everywhere?
Everywhere. It's really fucked up. I feel a little guilty.
What do you mean? I feel a little guilty.
Well, she flies. She flies everywhere with
people
me.
Fly with babies, and they shouldn't be. The babies are fucking annoying, but she's better than a crying baby.
Yeah, she sleeps the whole time.
She sleeps the whole time.
Why is she so tired right now? Did she eat something? Some weed? No.
No, there's no weed out.
I mean, she's passed out.
I'm traveling.
Maybe she's having a midday nap.
Yeah.
She's on New York time.
She did get to Tim's house and absolutely rip. I mean, she was sprinting bloody murder through the whole thing. And I was like, I get it. This is great. Because it's such a big open.
A big house.
She was losing her damn mind, which is cool.
Make sure you watch her outside because there's coyotes. I'm scared.
Are there really coyotes?
Yeah. If you're in the hills, yeah.
Yeah, I was in L.A., not L.A., wherever I just was, San Fran. And all you West Coast people are so retarded. No offense. But I was like yelling.
I get up and leave.
I was like calling her. I was like, coyote, come. And then this woman came out of the trail and she was like, there are coyotes here. Somebody was calling. And I was like, that's my dog's name. She was like, no, I heard somebody yelling coyote. And I was like, it's my dog's name. I was yelling that. And she was like, well, look out. And I was like, I don't need to. I'm the person
who is yelling coyote.
Yeah,
that's so
crazy.
Dumb. Do you think you're going to get more dogs?
No way.
I could see you becoming a kooky dog lady. You get six.
I would love six. This is way too much work. This was a huge mistake.
It was the best decision you ever made.
And a huge mistake. I love her more than I've loved anything else in my entire life. And I do not have the lifestyle where I'm able to. I mean, we go to the park all the time, but it's insane.
You're making it work.
I'm making it work. But
she's helping you become more securely attached.
Comedy has been compromised.
Sometimes comedy needs to be compromised so you can be a human.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, once when you give all of yourself to comedy for like 14 years, you're like, what if I did something for myself that wasn't comedy?
Also,
would that make
me
happy? I don't know. That's crazy.
Steph Tolliff and Josh Adam Myers and Tyler Fisher all have dogs. And I was like, okay, I can do it. And then I basically to each one of them was like, yeah, I bring her everywhere. And they were like, oh, I don't bring her everywhere. And I was like, okay, I don't have a boyfriend or a spouse or so dog water watcher.
Dog water.
Also, you're facing the elements, like, to walk a dog in New York.
But also, if my dog was little,
water so much because I need to give you water.
If my dog was little, I would bring him everywhere.
You have a dog?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a big dog. His name's Bowie. I'll show you. But he's big. He's got one blue eye and one brown eye.
Why is she so tired?
Because she's out here in LA.
Yeah, I've also
become,
I'm so scared that something
is
I've
wrong.
I've taken her to the vet so many times.
You have?
Yeah.
They're like, she's fine.
It's really funny because they keep sticking things in her ass.
No.
Yeah, they stick stuff in her ass every time she goes in, and she goes, ah! Which is the most accurate anal penetration noise I've ever heard in my life. Oh, my God. Oh, because Bowie has
one eye. Yeah,
one eye. Wow.
This is
a good dog.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
That's a good dog.
I know.
Wow.
We'll have a dog play date next time you come in.
What do you do when you leave town?
He stays at my landlord's because I live in a guest house. And they live in the big house.
And they don't mind?
No.
Really?
Because when I moved in with them, this was part of the thing. I moved into this house during 2020. It was the pandemic. And they started fostering this dog. And I fell in love with him. And they're like, well, if we keep him, then you can also co-parent him. So I'm co-parenting a dog.
Wow.
And it works perfect with comedy.
So who has him more?
It depends. Like last year, they traveled a lot. Like they went to the UK a lot. So I had him more. But then this year I've been traveling a lot. So this year they've had him more.
Who are these people?
They're my landlords, but they're my friends. I met them on Nextdoor app. I've been living there for like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in a carriage house?
In a what?
In a carriage house.
What's like a carriage house?
The house that's behind
the
house?
The guest house. Yeah.
Huh.
It's very hippie-ish.
Yes. It's a little like living with your parents, but it's not your parents.
They're not my parents. So I can do whatever I want.
You have a bathroom.
I have my own bathroom. Okay. I have my own kitchen. I have my own little deck. It's cute.
Do you have to say hi to them all the time?
No, I have my own entrance.
Oh, good. I can't stand saying hi to people. Man, the Uber driver here.
Dude.
I wanted to punch him in the fucking head.
Oh, so bad.
They're so bad.
I told him,
I was like, buddy, I'm like super underslept and I just like trying to get some peace wherever I can. So I'm not going to
You said
be,
that?
I was like, I'm not going to be very conversational. Yeah, I'm working on boundary setting in therapy. So I was like, I'm just going to say this. And this stupid piece of shit still keeps trying to talk to me. He was like, oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And every time he made it, he'd be like, oh, well, that person just cut me off. Oh, okay. And I'm like, dude, don't try and justify the fact that you have, like, a shitty job. You know what I mean? Like, I know you go home and you tell your family, like, oh, well, I meet a lot of cool people, so you talk to me.
Yeah, right.
Now to justify that you fucking have one of the lowest servitude jobs you can possibly have.
And you can't be like, I'm a comedian. That's
I
the
can't
worst
say anything.
Thing. That's the worst thing you could tell them.
I can't even sniffle without him being like, oh, you got one of the sniffles that's going around. My wife had the sniffle. It was so... I'm trying to figure out how to...
Navigate that?
Well, I just want to learn how to sign language. I'm deaf. So that...
You should put that in the notes.
Yeah.
You should just go. The worst
thing
is
write
if,
that
like,
I'm deaf.
If they are deaf... What if the Lyft? Sometimes I've
That's
had
fine.
Lyft drivers.
That's
and they
great.
Say, but then they try to communicate with you and you don't really even
and
know.
And they're like, oh, you.
You went full deaf. She went full deaf.
I think you can go full deaf. I think that's right.
Okay.
If you can go full blind, you can go full deaf. Everybody's always been blind act outs. Everybody.
I mean, why haven't they solved blindness and deafness? Come on.
It's pretty crazy.
Fucking pull it together. It's 2024.
Yeah.
We don't need to be in VR. We need the blind and the deaf to be able to see and hear.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they solved deafness with the cochlea implant. Have you seen the newest Bachelor?
No. Oh, the hot old guy?
No, not the
golden
bachelor. That guy's autistic and it should be illegal to date him. That is love on a spectrum, old school style. It's really fucked up.
They solved deafness? What's it called?
A cochlear implant.
A cochlear?
Yeah.
A cochlear?
Well, you know what the cochlea is? It's the
Absolutely, I don't. It's not in my zeitgeist.
It should be in your zeitgeist. A cochlea?
It's a small implant.
But they still honk a little bit like that.
No. It's like not subtle. My grandma's 93 and she won't get a hearing aid because she doesn't want to look old. She's 93.
Really?
Yeah, she's very vain.
My mom has a hearing aid and she always lets them die. And then she goes, going DEFCON 10, DEFCON 10.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. She's so funny.
DEFCON 10.
You'll say, I mean, her going deaf has been the most hilarious. She'll be like, Mom. And she's like, what? You ate a rhinoceros for Christmas. And I'm like, I said, Mom, what is wrong with you? It's so good.
My dad does that too.
It's
and
great.
He doesn't have hearing aids. He needs them. But
I want to get my mom, I want to spend money on hearing aids.
Drop some coin.
Yeah. That's a good thing to buy, like a wrapper.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Buy my mom some new E's. I almost said the N-word with an A.
That's how you become the favorite. Do you have other siblings?
Yeah.
You do.
I am the favorite, though.
You are the favorite? Yeah. Younger sister or older?
I'm younger.
Sister?
My sister's older.
Cool. Oh, yeah. That's how you have a niece.
Yeah.
Like we talked about that last time.
Yeah. I'm the favorite. She's the athlete, and I'm the philosophical one. And my mom used to be the athlete, so she was the favorite. But now my mom's a little brainiac, so.
So times have changed.
Times have changed. The tides have turned.
The tides have turned.
And now my sister's just a hot jock who's like, Mom, love me. I got so fit. My mom's like,
you're out of your prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my grandma won't get hearing aids. It's bad. Okay, my therapist.
You seem like somebody who's so close with your grandma.
I'm not.
You're not? You seem like
Well, my grandma's really vain. I'm really close with my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm close with my mom, too.
I love my mom. I call my mom so much. She's so fucking sick of me.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the other way around for me? It's usually the other way around.
Your mom calls you so much?
You know, it's the mom thing where you text them and then they immediately call you because you're near your phone and it feels like rape.
My parents, I also live in the same city as mine, so mine are sick of me a little.
They live here?
Yeah.
You go over there a lot?
Yeah.
With your car and your big jumble of keys?
Yeah. Yeah, I do have a big jumble of keys.
I bet you have a big jumble of keys.
I do.
Lots of keychains.
They're
Starbucks
crazy.
Girl.
Can you get my keys so I can show how accurate you were?
Keys, Starbucks, go into your mom's house.
That's me.
Eat their snacks?
Of course I eat their snacks.
Oh, wow. Let's look at it. Let's go through
Tell
it.
Tell me I'm mentally ill without telling me I'm mentally ill.
Oh, yeah. This is a... Okay, we have a satisfying to touch heart.
A heart. Because I thought I lost the dice. So I was like...
You need something else.
I need something else. But then I found the dice. So now there's a dice and the heart, both of which sparkle.
Dice and the heart. I like the way they touch together. I'll allow it. This I hate.
This was came
so
with the heart.
Why? I hate this. Okay, why do I hate it? I hate the fake gold.
I love that.
I hate the bow.
You hate the bow?
I hate the braid.
I have a bow tattoo on my neck.
I like bows. I hate this bow.
Okay.
This is so fucked up.
That I just got a new car and that came with it. So I haven't taken that off
That's
yet.
That's got to go. I'll help you.
Yeah.
And this, why? Why do we need the purple thing?
I don't know. The purple thing was
you
attached
have trash
to my
on here.
Other
You have absolute, you have a bunch of garbage on here. This thing, this makes me depressed.
Do you think it needs to go?
Yeah. What is that? What is this?
I don't know. It all came together. It is one thing.
This is just junk.
I think that's supposed to go attached to the heart.
What?
I don't know. It came with the heart.
It didn't come with anything.
It
well,
did.
Whatever it,
it
is,
did.
It's detached. That's trash attached to this trash. This, maybe you hang it up by this, so maybe that's nice
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that is nice.
But these junks.
The junks need to go.
What is this?
I have no
idea. Tiny junk?
I don't
Mini
know.
Mini junk?
I have no idea.
This is actually the only thing that I would ever have on mine. It was this little tiny. This is actually
that
satisfying
little tiny
to me.
Junk.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have the heart or the dice.
Fuck no.
You would have like a cute little animal keychain. You would have a keychain
no,
of,
I'm
of coyote.
No, I
if
have
you had
coyote,
a coyote.
I don't have anything extra
I'm
stuff.
Utilitarian.
I'm utilitarian perfect. Nothing I have ever on me is something I don't need.
Oh.
I need dog. Dog doesn't even have a collar. Dog doesn't your need dog? Collar.
Yeah, your dog doesn't need a collar because she's always with you.
Yes.
Does your dog have more outfits besides
no.
this
Hell
jacket?
No.
Yeah. Don't hell no me. I feel like in spring she's going to have a whole, like a dress or something.
I never put that coat on her until she starts shaking. And then I make fun of her a bit and then I finally put it on her.
I like her with the coat.
Yeah, she likes the coat.
It's fashion, sweetie.
God, she's tired.
She's exhausted. That's our podcast.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's over?
It's over.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's normally 45 minutes.
Wow. 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did it.
We did do it. Wow, maybe I can make Jason Ellis's. Do you recommend doing it or not doing it?
Yeah, you should do Jason Ellis's. It's fun. And it's not that far.
Isn't it like half an hour?
Yeah. About that. I can drop you off if you want.
That's crazy.
I have to go that way.
I don't believe you.
Because I'm going to my parents.
Why are you going there?
Because... Is this
Look at your
pod?
Neck. You have so much stuff on your neck, too. Don't you ever just want to go...
No, I like flair and accoutrements.
Don't you ever feel like you're outshining your own shine with all your shimmer?
No, I feel like the more shimmer, the more shimmer, baby.
Wow.
I wish I felt like that. Said she likes to wear things that make noise, so she's always making music.
Who said that?
Erykah Badu.
She's black.
I'm always making music too. Me and Badu.
Yeah.
You are making white girl music. That keychain is the most white girl soundtrack.
Here.
It is cozy. I will say there is a cozy vibe to it. I'm glad people like you exist.
Yeah. I'm a little treasure. Well, where can people find you? And do you have anything coming up you want to promote? Because this comes out on Wednesday.
Yes. Coming at you right now.
Being Ian with Jordan.
My date's coming up. I need people to buy tickets for, Arlington Draft House, right outside of D.C., Sacramento, Austin, Texas, Boston, Appleton, Wisconsin. All my dates are on Punch
Where
Up Live.
Where in Austin?
No idea. That's South awesome. By South by West.
Oh,
South,
fun.
South. Water dog.
South by South.
Dog water. but punchuplive.com is where all my shit is.
Punchuplive.com?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Get tickets to see Jordan. She's so fucking funny. And then let me tell you my shows. March 14th, Kim Congdon and I are doing This Bitch and Friends, main room of the Comedy Store. We sold it out the last two times. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kimmy, Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Ali Makovsky. Buy tickets, it will sell out. And then 4/18, This Bitch and Friends returns to the main room of the Comedy Store. It's also a fire lineup so far. It's me, Kimmy, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, and we're adding more people. So buy tickets to that. It will sell out. At Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Netflix is a joke. This Bitch podcast, we're doing a live podcast. Tickets to that on my link tree at Princess Shank. And then all of my show tickets are in my bio on my link tree at Princess Shank. And you can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Oh, also, I dropped a backup channel. So if you're listening to this on audio, make sure you subscribe to the new YouTube back channels. All right. Thank you. Bye. We got our podcast taken down.